Well, good afternoon, everyone.
大家下午好。
I'm Pastor Ray, and this is Pastor Lin, and she's going to help me with translation this afternoon.
我是瑞传道，今天下午林传道帮我做翻译。
And we are both part of the Young Life Development Congregation, responsible for the overall nurture, care, and spiritual growth of the children and youth here at Richmond Hill.
我们都来自儿童青少年部，简称YLD。 YLD主要负责城北儿童青少年的培育、照顾及灵命成长。
And I'm very excited to be here this afternoon to share God's Word with you.
我今天非常高兴呢，来和大家分享神的话语。
And this has been YLD Weekend, where our YLD pastors have been given the responsibility and privilege to come to all the congregations in our church to share God's Word.
每年的YLD主日，我们所有YLD的传道人都有机会到我们教会的各堂来和大家分享神的话。
And this is an opportunity for us to share with you about our ministry and our passion for serving the children and youth in our church.
所以我们希望借此机会能介绍我们的事工，同时我们也来向大家分享我们服侍儿童青少年的热情。
And how we can work together to disciple them and help them become life followers of Jesus Christ.
并且探讨如何一起能够合作来使他们成为主的门徒，成为耶稣基督一生的跟随者。
Let me pray for us.
请我们一起祷告。
Thank you, Lord, for this and every day that we can worship and serve you.
主啊，感谢你使我们今天及每一天都能敬拜侍奉你。
We ask that the Holy Spirit open our eyes that we can see you.
圣灵啊，我们请求你开我们的眼睛，使我们能看见你。
Open our ears that we may hear you.
开我们的耳，使我们能听到你。
And open our minds to understand your plan for us to disciple and love our next generation.
开启我们的心思意念，使我们能明白你的计划。
In Jesus' name we pray.
门徒训练和爱我们的下一代，奉耶稣的名。
You know, there is no greater joy for parents than to see their sons and daughters grow up and become mature.
对父母来说，没有比看到儿女长大成熟更值得高兴的事了。
To find a job and a career, and then marrying that special person to spend the rest of their lives.
他们能找到理想的工作，与他们，并且与他们生命中的另一半结婚，共度一生。
You know, one of the greatest joys for us, the major decisions for our children's lives, occurs when they make that choice to accept Jesus, follow Jesus, and to serve Jesus.
当孩子们决定跟随侍奉主耶稣时，对我们来说是一个非常大的喜事，这也是孩子们生命中一个重要的决定。
You know, leading our children to the Lord can be compared to a relay race in which our parents strive to pass on the baton to our young runners.
带领我们的孩子归向主就好比一个接力赛，父母们努力将接力棒传递给下一代。
Whether that be our own parents or ourselves as parents leading our own children today.
也许这就是我们自己父母的写照，或者是今天在座各位的写照。
And if you've ever seen an actual relay race, you know how important it is to pass on the baton from one runner to the next, carefully and smoothly.
如果你观看过接力赛的，你就会知道小心顺利的当接力棒传给下一个参赛者是多么重要的。In
fact, it's just as important as having runners that can run real fast.
事实上，这与拥有跑得飞快的选手同等重要。
Well, during the 2016 Rio Olympics, the Canadian men's 4x100 meter relay team got the bronze medal.
Yeah, 2016年在巴西里约热内卢举办的里奥奥运会上，加拿大男子4x100米接力队得到了铜牌。
But only after the third place U.S. team was disqualified for illegally exchanging the baton outside their lane during the first pass of that race.
因为本来是第三名的美国队被取消了资格，因为他们在第一棒交接时就犯规，在跑道外传递了接力棒。Many,
I'm sure, watched it, heard about it, and even read about it.
我相信很多人都观看、听到了有关的报道。And
the clear favorite for that race was the team from Jamaica, with Usain Bolt as its anchor.
在接力赛场上，大家最喜爱的通常是牙买加队，以他们，因为他们有 Usain Bolt 做他们队的领袖，灵魂人物。
And did you also know that a number of Olympic teams have in the past lost this race quite a few times because of their failure to pass the baton cleanly from one runner to the next?
你们知道过去有很多参加奥运会比赛的接力队都是由于没有顺利的交接棒而输掉了比赛吗？
And the Bible compares our life to a race.
圣经将我们的人生比喻成一场竞赛。
Hebrews 12, verse 1 says, Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us.
希伯来书十二章一节说，我们既有这许多的见证人如同云彩围着我们，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路程。
But I want you to know, it's not just any race, it's a relay race.
但是我想和大家说的是，这所说的不是任何形式的竞赛，它是指接力赛。
God is not only concerned about how you run or how I run,
神不光光不仅仅关心你如何跑或者是他我如何跑
He cares just as much about the runners after us
他同样关心跑在我们后面的选手
Those who will take the baton and run the next lap the runners of the next generation
就是那些接过我们接力棒来跑下面赛程的人也就是我们下一代
You see the race that we have run began with Adam and Eve
要知道神让我们奔跑的这一接力赛是从亚当和夏娃就开始了
Who pass on the baton to their children.
他们将他们的接力棒传给他们的孩子。
Who then pass it on to their children and on and on, and it is a race that is still not finished.
他们的孩子又传给他们的后代，一代又一代，在而这个竞赛到现在还没有完成。
And who really knows whether the race for our salvation will end with our generation?
有谁能真知道为他人的救恩来奔跑的这一旅程是否会在我们这一代结束呢？
And the Lord may not come back.In this generation yet.
主耶稣也许在未来几个代后都不会回来。
So we had better not be short-sighted, but keep a long-term vision in mind.
所以我们最好不要短视。
And we had better learn from the past.
而且要在我们的头脑中保持一个长远的愿景。最好的借鉴就是从历史上来学习。
We had better remember what happened to previous generations in the past.
我们最好能记住在过去那些世代人身上发生的事情。
You see, the Bible is full of examples of glory days of blessing and fruitfulness.
圣经中充分记录了许多有关那些荣耀伟大的世代如何得蒙祝福和昌盛。
When a generation received proper training and discipleship from a previous generation,
只要那一代人能够从上一代得到正确的门徒训练。
Yet the Bible not only has glory stories, but also has gory stories.
但是圣经不仅仅记载了那些荣耀的故事，它也记录了令人唾弃的故事。
When a generation experiences spiritual defeat and decay,
每当一代人经历属灵失败和堕落时，
because the parents of a previous generation neglected to train their children and their next generation for their turn in the relay race.
往往是由于父母及上一代的领袖忽略了对下一代的训练，而未能帮助他们完成所当跑的路程。
And our passage today is from Judges chapter 2, verses 6 to 15, and was just read for us. So please keep your Bibles open to that passage.
我们今天刚刚阅读的经文就是来自士师记二章六到十五节，请翻开圣经到这段信息。
The first point in your notes, all generations served God in verses 6 to 9.
我们今天所说的第一点就是说历代的人都侍奉神在六到九节
We must warn everyone that even if we are like Joshua and his generation who knew the Lord and experienced God's power
我们必须提醒每一位即使我们都像约书亚和他那一代人知道耶和华并经历他的大能
that this is no guarantee that our children and the next generation will follow in our footsteps
这并不能保证我们的孩子和下一代就会跟随我们的脚踪行。
Judges 2, 6 to 9 says, After Joshua had dismissed the Israelites, they went to take possession of the land, each to their own inheritance.
士师记二章六到九节说，从前约书亚打发以色列百姓去的时候，他们各归自己的地业，占据地土。
The people served the Lord throughout the lifetime of Joshua and of the elders who outlived him and who had seen all the great things the Lord had done for Israel.
约书亚在世和约书亚死后，那些见耶和华为以色列人所行大事的长老还在的时候，百姓都侍奉耶和华。
Joshua, son of Nun, the servant of the Lord, died at the age of 110.
耶和华的仆人嫩的儿子约书亚正110岁就死了。
And they buried him in the land of his inheritance at Timnath-Heres in the hill country of Ephraim north of Mount Gaash.
以色列人将他葬在他地业的境内，就是在以法莲山地的亭拿西列，在加什山的北边。
And we must remember that we all die sooner or later.
我们都知道人迟早都有一死。
Joshua died at 110.
约书亚活到110岁。
Jacob died.
雅各死了。
Joseph died.
约瑟死了。
Moses died.
摩西也死了。
And if you haven't figured out already,
难道还不明白吗?
If Jesus doesn't come back real quick, we are all going to die too.
如果耶稣不马上回来，我们也都会死。
But the good news is that the death of a godly man or woman doesn't have to be the death of a vision.
但是好消息是，属神的男女不会经历梦想远景的死亡。
In fact, if we've been running our race with Jesus, we will have raised up younger people than ourselves to hand the baton.
事实上，如果我们和耶稣一起同奔天路，我们就会帮助比我们年轻的下一代崛起，将接力棒传给他们。
And they in turn will not only run well, but may even run far better than we ever did.
他们从而不仅仅能跑得好，还要比我们跑得更好。
But history proves that this good news dream is more often the exception than the rule.
但是历史证明，这个有关好消息的梦想，大多时候是个例外，而不是常规。
So Moses was a great leader, and he didn't fumble the baton when he passed it on to Joshua.
尽管摩西是一位伟大的领袖，他将棒子传给约书亚时，也未曾掉棒。
Judges 2:7 says, The people served the Lord throughout the lifetime of Joshua and of the elders who outlived him and who had seen all the great things the Lord had done for Israel.
士师记二章七节说，约书亚在世和约书亚死后，那些见耶和华为以色列人所行大事的长老还在的时候，百姓都侍奉耶和华。
And all generations served God.
历代的人都侍奉神。
Second point in your notes, the next generation forgot and disobeyed God in verses 10 to 13.
第二点我们要说的是下一代忘记不顺服神在十到十三节。
We must encourage and plead that each of us play a significant role in helping to pass the baton to the next generation with great love and with great care.
我们必须彼此鼓励劝勉，如果透过爱护和关怀将接力棒传给下一代来发挥我们的影响力。
Because the race could easily be lost if we drop the passing of the baton.
因为比赛很容易就输掉了，如果我们在传棒时掉棒了。
But soon after Joshua died, his fellow leaders and peers, the other elders who remained alive for a short period of time after Joshua's death.
但是约书亚死后，与他同时代的领袖和伙伴，也就是约书亚死后还活着的长老们。
They fumbled badly and dropped the passing of the baton.
他们输得很惨，在传棒的时候掉棒了。
Verse 10 says, After that whole generation had been gathered to their ancestors, another generation grew up who knew neither the Lord nor what he had done for Israel.
第十节说，那世代的人也都归了自己的列祖，后来有别的世代兴起，不知道耶和华，也不知道耶和华为以色列人所行的事。
All it took was one generation.
仅仅经过一代人，这就发生了。
Somewhere between 40 and 100 years, depending on how you calculate a generation.
这就介于40到100年，取决于你如何来定义一个世代的长短。
And we see that the children of that generation had been blessed and privileged to enter the promised land, forgot who the God of Israel was.
我们看到那一代被祝福，能应进入应许之地的人，他们的孩子们已经忘了谁是神。
It actually says, another generation grew up,who knew neither the Lord nor what he had done for Israel.
也就是说，后来兴起的世代不知道耶和华，也不知道耶和华为以色列人所行的事。
I know it's so hard to believe that such a tragic and terrible handoff of the baton could have happened.
我知道这很难让人相信，竟然传丢了棒子，可悲又是可怕的。
I mean, with all the stories of the amazing exodus from Egypt,
我是说在他们经历了奇妙的出埃及后,
the crossing of the sea on dry land,
在干地上过红海,
the miraculous manna,
神迹的玛拿,
the many signs and wonders,
众多的神迹启示,
the great military victories,
诸多的伟大的军事胜利,
these events were not ancient history for the generation following Joshua.
这一切对于约书亚之后的那一代人并不是古老的历史。
And yet the Lord and the God's mighty works were unknown and forgotten.
但是耶和华及他大能的作为已无人知晓和被人遗忘。
This should be a powerful warning to each of us.
这对于我们来说是应该是一个有力的提醒。
Many of us are eyewitnesses of God's power.
我们很多人都见证过神的大能。
We've experienced the moving of the Holy Spirit.
我们都经历过圣灵的运行。
We may have had great healings in our own bodies or watched it in others.
我们自己或在他人身上经历过神的医治。
And we have in Richmond Hill experienced a taste of God's blessings over these past 32 years of history as our church has grown.
我们城北在过去 32年里 在我们教会成长中经历了神的祝福。
We've grown from 100 people in 1985 at our Lawrence location to over 4,000 people at the end of 2016 here in Richmond Hill.
我们从1985年还在Lawrence聚会时 只有100人的教会发展到2016年在城北聚会超过4000人的教会。
And in some ways, we have experienced as many of God's wonders and much of God's power and blessings as Joshua and nation of Israel did.
在某种程度上,我们就如约书亚和以色列人一样经历了神的奇迹、大能和祝福。
And so it is hard for us to believe that the younger generation we are raising up right now could ever stray from the Lord we love and serve.
所以我们很难相信我们正在培养的年轻一代会背离我们所爱和侍奉的主。
Because if we aren't careful, the same thing that happened during Joshua's time could happen now.
如果我们不小心发生在约书亚时代的事，也会发生在现在。
Our children and our youth and our young people could easily miss out on experiencing God the way we have.
我们的儿童、青少年和青年人很容易就会错失我们所经历的神。
Unless we successfully pass on the baton, the next generation may not only lose the race, but even their own souls.
如果我们不能成功地交接棒，下一代人不仅仅会输掉比赛，甚至还会失掉他们的灵魂。I
hear stories about parents who have immigrated to Canada and to Richmond Hill.
我听到过一些故事，父母们移民到加拿大，来到了Richmond Hill.
And their children find it hard to adjust to learning a new language and fitting in to a new culture.
他们的孩子发现很难适应新的语言，融入新的文化。
And the children are vulnerable and easily influenced and open to suggestions.
孩子们变得很脆弱，很容易被影响，对各种建议都非常开放。
And in order to find acceptance, gain acceptance among their schoolmates, they may get involved in gangs, alcohol, drugs.
为了得到学校同学的接纳，他们介入了帮派、酗酒，甚至毒品。
And the devil misleads them, lies to them, fools them, deceives them.
而撒旦恶者就借此机会来误导，透过谎言、愚怒和欺骗他们。
And in fact, there are other immigrant and refugee groups that are losing most of their children to the world.
事实上,其他移民和难民群体也正在经历世界夺去他们的孩子。
And there are many other believing parents as well, in and around the world, who are losing their children to the temptations of the world.
在世界各地有许多信主的父母都正在面临世界诱惑夺去他们的孩子。
So be warned and alert. If it could happen to the children of Israel who just arrived in the promised land,
所以我们必须警醒，如果这能发生在刚刚进入应许之地的古代以色列人的孩子身上，
It could happen to us in this free and prosperous culture and society too.
它同样也能发生在居住在自由富裕的文化和社会的我们的身上。
And sadly, it already is.
令人悲哀的是，这的确正在发生。
Peer pressure is just too much for many of our children, youth, and young people.
同辈压力对很多儿童、青少年和青年人来说是不可负荷之重。
Judges 2:11-13 says, Then the Israelites did evil in the eyes of the Lord and served the Baals.
士师记2:11-13节, 以色列人行耶和华眼中看为恶的事,去侍奉朱巴利。
They forsook the Lord, the God of their ancestors who had brought them out of Egypt. They followed and they worshipped various gods of the peoples around them. They aroused the Lord's anger.
离弃了领他们出埃及地的耶和华，他们列祖的神，去叩拜别神，就是四维列国的神，惹耶和华发怒。Because
they forsook him and served the Baal and the Ashtoreth.
并离弃耶和华，去侍奉巴利和亚斯他录。With
the powerful attraction that we have with technology, social media,
鉴于科技媒体的强大吸引力,
and the different belief systems out there,
和各种不同的信仰体系,
perhaps in search of various gods,
也许在寻求不同的神,
Is Richmond Hill that much different from then post-Joshua Israel back then?
今天的Richmond Hill和约书亚之后的以色列又有多少不同呢?
Verse 11 says, Then the Israelites did evil in the eyes of the Lord and served the Baals.
十一节说,以色列人行耶和华眼中看为恶的事,去侍奉朱巴利。
People began to believe in the many gods of the surrounding Canaanites, Phoenicians, Egyptians, Moabites, Amorites, Edomites.
人们开始去信他们周围那些民族所拜的各种神，如迦南人、腓尼基人、埃及人、摩押人、亚摩利人、以东人的神。
Baal literally means Lord, not God.
巴利是主的意思，不是神。
So when it says that they served the Baals, it means that they came under the rule and control as slaves to various neighboring lords and idols.
所以当这里说他们侍奉巴利时，是指他们像奴隶一样屈从于周边各国领主和偶像的统治和掌控下。
You don't have to bow down to an idol made of stone, wood, or metal to be a Baal worshiper.
成为一个巴利的敬拜者，你不需要向石头、金属和木头雕刻的偶像下拜。
Anything you make your Lord and Master is Baal worship.
你所当作主和主人的任何事物都是敬拜巴利。
If your whole life revolves around money,
如果你的全部人生都围着钱打转，
then you are just as tempted as those Baal worshippers in the post-Joshua generation.
你就如约书亚之后的世代，同样被诱惑成为巴利的敬拜者。
Money can be kind of a Lord. It can certainly be in direct competition with God.
金钱能够成为一个主，并直接与神相抗衡。
Jesus said in Matthew 6:24, No one can serve two masters. Either you'll hate the one and love the other, or you'll be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money.
约书在马太福音六章二十四节说，一个人不能侍奉两个主，不是恶这个爱那个，就是重这个轻那个。你们不能又侍奉神，又侍奉马门。
And it's not just money that can end up being our Lord or Master.
不仅仅金钱可能成为我们的主。
We can make technology our master to the point where it's almost impossible to shake free from its power.
科技也可能成为我们的主，到了一个地步，我们几乎无法摆脱它的能力。
Alcohol and drugs can end up becoming just as powerful as a Baal or Lord over us.
酒精和毒品也可能像巴利或主人一样有力地控制我们。
The third point, the remaining generations were judged by God in verses 14 and 15.
第三点我要说的是后来的世代被神审判，在14和15节。
You know, it's a tragic thing to lose our next generation to these Baals, but even more terrible is the fact that our children will ultimately be destroyed and judged by God.
我们的下一代被这些巴利夺走是很悲哀的，更可怕的事实是我们的孩子最终会被毁掉，被神审判。
Judges 2:14 and 15 says, In his anger against Israel, the Lord gave them into the hands of raiders who plundered them. He sold them into the hands of their enemies all around, whom they were no longer able to resist.
士师记二章十四到十五节，耶和华的怒气向以色列人发作，就把他们交在抢夺他们的人手中，又将他们赋予四围仇敌的手中，甚至他们在仇敌面前再不能站立得住。
Whenever Israel went out to fight, the hand of the Lord was against them to defeat them, just as he had sworn to them. They were in great distress.
他们无论往何处去，耶和华都以灾祸攻击他们。正如耶和华所说的话，又如耶和华向他们所起的事，他们便极其困苦。
You know, it's one thing to fall in the hands of the devil, and that's awful and terrible.
落入魔鬼的手中是可怕恐怖的。
But it's far worse. Far worse to fall in the hands of the living God.
但是更糟糕的是落入永生神的手中。
Hebrews 12:28 and 29 says, Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful, and so worship God acceptably with reverence and awe.
希伯来书12章28到29节说，所以我们既得了不能震动的国，就当感恩，造神所喜悦的，用虔诚敬畏的心侍奉神。
For our God is a consuming fire.
因为我们的神乃是烈火。
The devil didn't prepare the fire of hell.
不是魔鬼，准备了地狱的火。
God is the one who prepared it for those who reject him as their Savior and Lord.
而是神为那些拒绝他成为他们的主和救赎主的人所预备的。
And we all need to be warned that if we aren't careful, we're going to lose our children, youth, and young people to the Baals of this world.
我们都需要警醒，如果我们不小心，我们会失去我们的儿童、青少年和青年人给这个世界的巴力。
And so if we don't want to bring further distress, pain, and suffering upon our children in this life,
如果我们不要在今生使我们的孩子遭受更多的压力、痛苦和苦难，
if we don't want to lose them to the gods of this world,
如果我们不要这个世界的神将我们的孩子夺去，
if we don't want to lose them to the fire of hell in the next world,
如果我们不希望他们掉进地狱的火中，
then we had better learn, live, and model how to pass on the baton of our faith properly to this next generation.
我们最好学习活出、做出榜样，将我们的信心的接力棒正确地传给下一代。
What is the influence and what legacy will you leave for your children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren?
你要留给你的孩子并子子孙孙的财产和影响是什么呢？
So what do you do?
那我们当如何行呢？
How can we pass on the baton of faith to the next generation that they might win the race?
我们将如何把信仰的接力棒传给下一代，使他们可以赢得这场竞赛呢？
What practical suggestions and ideas can we provide to parents as well as to others who are called alongside to help parents?
有什么实用的建议和想法可以提供给父母及那些呼召帮助父母亲的人呢？
Common sense tells us that we must set a personal example for our next generation.
常识告诉我们，我们必须为下一代树立个人的榜样。
Discipling them.
使他们成为主的门徒。
Expressing our love to them.
对他们表达我们的爱。
And praying for them.
为他们祷告。
And all these things are vital and biblical.
这一切都是至关重要并符合圣经原则的。
But I'm going to mention two more things.
但是我想和大家谈谈另外两件事。
Two things that come out of our Bible passage here in Judges 2.
这两件事出自今天士师记二章的经文。
The first thing we need to do is make sure that our next generation know the Lord is to teach them God's word.
第一件事使下一代认识神，我们必须确定一定要教导他们神的话语。
Judges 2:10 says, And all that generation also were gathered to their fathers, and there arose another generation after them who did not know the Lord or the work that he had done for Israel.
士师记二章十节说，那世代的人也都归了自己的列祖，后来有别的世代兴起，不知道耶和华，也不知道耶和华为以色列人所行的事。
One of the keys to knowing the Lord is to know his word, the Holy Scriptures.
来认识神的关键之一就是知道和明白神的话语，圣经。
Now in the time of Joshua, there were no formal scriptures.
在约书亚的时代没有正式的圣经。
But whatever revelation they had received, they were commanded to teach their children.
但是凡他们已经得到的启示，他们被命令要教导给他们的孩子。
And whatever works God had done for Israel, they were to tell to their children.
神为以色列所做的任何事都要告诉他们的孩子。
Deuteronomy 4, 9, and 10 says, Only be careful and watch yourselves closely so that you do not forget the things your eyes have seen or let them fade from your heart as long as you live. Teach them to your children and to their children after them.
生命记四章九到十节你只要谨慎殷勤保守你的心灵免得忘记你亲眼所看见的事又免得你一生这事离开你的心总要传给你的子子孙孙。
Remember the day you stood before the Lord your God at Horeb, when he said to me, Assemble the people before me to hear my words, so that they may learn to revere me as long as they live in the land and may teach them to their children.
你在何烈山站在耶和华你神面前的那日，耶和华对我说，你为我招聚百姓，我要叫他们听见我的话，使他们存活在世的日子可以学习敬畏我，又可以教训儿女这样行。
There is no substitute for carefully teaching our children, youth, young people, and next generation.
除了谨慎的教导我们的儿童、青少年、青年人和下一代，没有其他的替代方法。
The knowledge of the Lord isn't transmitted merely by absorption.
关于神的知识不仅仅是透过吸收就可以传递的。
Just by soaking it all in.
并不是浸泡在一定的属灵环境就可以全部吸收了。
Both mother and father should be involved in teaching the kids.
父母双方都应该介入教导孩子。
Proverbs 1:8 says, Listen, my son, to your father's instruction, and do not forsake your mother's teaching.
箴言一章八节说，我儿要听你父亲的教诲，不可离弃你母亲的法则。
Other family members can effectively help raise up the kids to know the Lord by teaching about him.
当然，其他家庭成员透过教导关于神的一切，也可以有效地帮助孩子来认识神。
And we read about how Timothy was taught not only by his mother, but also by his grandmother.
我们知道提摩太不光受教于他的母亲，他的外祖母也教导他。
2 Timothy 1:5 says, I am reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded now lives in you also.
提摩太后书一章五节，想到你心里无伪之信，这信是先在你外祖母罗以和你母亲有尼基心里的，我深信也在你的心里。
Now what about the singles in our congregation and our community?
那么这和我们教会里单身的弟兄姐妹有什么关系吗？
Do they have a role in helping raise the children, youth, and young people of our congregation?
在教会中帮助儿童、青少年和青年人，他们有什么责任吗？
Well, yes, of course. Just as Timothy's grandmother had a part to play, so do they.
当然有，就像提摩太的外祖母有他的作用，单身人士也有他们的作用。
In Bible times, wealthier families employ tutors to teach their children.
在圣经的时代，比较富裕的家庭会聘请家教来教导孩童。
First Chronicles 27 verse 32 says, Jonathan, David's uncle, was a counselor, a man of insight and a scribe. Jehiel, son of Harkmoni, took care of the king's sons.
历代志上27章32节，大卫的叔叔约拿丹做谋士，这人有智慧，又做书记。哈摩尼的儿子耶歇做王仲子的师父。
Schools for children are first mentioned by Josephus, a Roman Jewish scholar and a historian.
为孩童开办的学校第一次被提到是约瑟夫，他是一位罗马帝国时期的犹太学者和历史学家。
The first school for children was established about 100 BC, but in the time of Jesus, such schools were very common.
第一所学校建立于公元前100年左右，但是到耶稣的时代，学校就已经非常普及了。
And Paul writes in Galatians 4, 1 and 2,What I am saying is that as long as an heir is under age, he is no different from a slave, although he owns the whole estate.
保罗在加拉太书四章一到二节写道，我说那承受产业的虽然是全业的主人，但为孩童的时候却与奴仆毫无分别。
The heir is subject to guardians and trustees until the time set by his father.
乃在师父和管家的手下，只等他父亲预定的时候来到。
Paul describes the common practice of having non-family members play a significant role in teaching children.
这里保罗提到非家庭成员在教导孩童中起到的作用。
So you don't have to be a parent to have a significant role in teaching our children and youth and our next generation.
所以你不必一定要成为父母，才能在儿童和青少年和下一代的教导上起到重要作用。
And we need more of you. More of you.To answer the call to this crucially important ministry to serve in YLD.
事实上，我们需要你们当中更多的人来回应，这是一个极其重要的呼召，来参与到儿童青少年的事工中。
In Judges 2:10, it says, "There arose another generation after them who did not know the Lord or the work that He had done for Israel."
士师记二章十节说，后来有别的世代兴起，不知道耶和华，也不知道耶和华为以色列人所行的事。
So if we really want our young people to really come to know the Lord, we need to teach them about the Lord from God's Word.
所以如果我们想要年轻人真正的来认识神，我们需要透过神的话语来教导关于神的知识。
The second thing we need to do is to make sure we ourselves walk a life of faith and dependence upon God.
第二件事我们需要确定的就是我们自己能活出信心的生命，全然依靠神。
We all need to walk the talk.
我们都需要言传身教。
You see, a new problem faced the children of Israel once they finally arrived in the promised land.
当以色列人到达应许之地后，他们面临了一个新的问题。
They now had been delivered from their enemies who had threatened them on their journey.
在他们的旅途中，不断威胁他们的敌人手中，他们已经被拯救出来了。
And whom they had to fight and defeat in order to take the land and receive their inheritance.
他们征战并打败了这些敌人，占领了应许之地，来承受了他们的产业。
You see, they no longer had to move from waterhole to waterhole in a blistering hot Sinai desert.
他们不必为了生存从一个水源迁移到下一个水源，不必在炎热的西乃荒漠过生活。
They no longer had to eat a boring diet of manna and quail.
他们不必再以单调的玛纳和鹌鹑为食。
Now they were in the land of milk and honey, a fertile land where they could prosper.
他们现在住在了牛奶与蜜之地，在这肥沃的土地上，他们得以昌盛。
But I want you to remember one thing.
但是我希望你们能记住一件事。
The greatest danger to our children and youth is not starvation.
我们的儿童和青少年面临的最大的危险不是饥饿。
Nor enemy armies or terrorists.
不是敌人的军队或恐怖分子。
A far greater enemy that has the potential to starve and destroy the soul is having too many comforts and too much prosperity.
一个有能力毁灭和使灵魂饥饿的更大的敌人就是过度的舒适和过度的富裕。
Dr. Ralph Minier, a retired member of the Pediatrics Department at Harvard Medical School.
Ralph Minier 博士，他是哈佛医学院儿科的退休会员。
Believes parents have gone overboard and have overly pampered their children.
他相信很多父母已经做得很过分了，过度宠爱他们的孩子。
In his book, Kids Who Have Too Much warns a social epidemic is endangering the physical and emotional health of our country's children.
在他所著的《拥有过多的孩子》的一书中，他警告说，这一社会风险正在危害我们国家儿童身体和情感的健康。
Affluenza, the rich kid syndrome, attacks not only the children of the wealthy, but also those of the middle class and low income families.
Affluenza, 富家族子弟综合症，不仅仅攻击富有家庭的孩子，还攻击中产家庭和低收入家庭的孩子。
Parents are pressuring their children into becoming overachievers while giving them excessive amounts of freedom, money, food, information, and protection.
父母不断地施加压力给孩子，使他们成为过度成功的人士，同时给予他们过多的自由、金钱、食物、信息和保护。
Judges 2:6 says, After Joshua had dismissed the Israelites, they went to take possession of the land, each to their own inheritance.
士师记二章六节说，从前约书亚打发以色列百姓去的时候，他们各归自己的地业，占据地土。
You see, up until this point, the children of Israel had to depend upon God daily for their food and for their protection in battle and from many other dangers.
到此时为止，以色列日用的饮食、战争中所需要的保护和远离诸多的危险，都必须依靠神。
But they now face the greater danger of prosperity and ease and comfort.
但是现在他们面临更大的危险，就是富裕、轻松和安逸。
They now had received their inheritance, and they had all that they needed and much more.
他们得到了他们的产业，他们得到了他们所需用的，并大大超过他们的所需。
And this reminds me of the tragic story of the prodigal son in Luke 15.
这让我想到了路加福音十五章浪子回头的故事。
We all know the story well.
我们都熟知这个故事。
When the son had his inheritance,
当小儿子得到他的产业
he spent it, wasted it, lived it up.
他挥霍浪费全都用光了
And he stayed far from home, too ashamed to go back to his father, whom he thought might never accept him back.
他远远地离开家，实在羞愧回到父亲的面前，因为他以为父亲永远不会接纳他了。
Parents, be careful that you don't spoil your kids.
所以父母亲千万小心，不要宠坏孩子。
Don't lavish on them too much money, too many toys, or too many possessions.
不要给予他们过多的金钱，过多的玩具，使他们拥有的过多。
Let's not go overboard and spoil our kids with things they don't need.
所以我们不能做得过分，而宠坏了孩子，给予他们很多他们并不需要的东西。
And things that might actually cause them to turn from the Lord, their creator and provider.
甚至有些东西事实上使他们离开神，他们的创造主和供应者。
If we spoil our kids, they'll never learn to depend on God.
如果我们宠坏孩子，他们永远不会学会依靠神。
But you may say to me, we've earned good money over the years. We want our kids to have it better than we did growing up in poverty.
但是你也许会说，经过这些年，我们积累了些财富，我们自己在贫穷中长大，我们当然希望我们的孩子过得比我们好。
Well, of course, we should be generous with our kids.
当然，我们对我们的孩子是应当慷慨的。
But if we overdo it,Our next generation may come to expect it.
但是如果我们做得过分了
They'll no longer appreciate what they have.
我们的下一代会认为这是理应如此的，他们不再会为他们所得到的心存感恩。
And they won't ever come to the place where they have to cry out to God, as you did for all your needs.
他们不会像你一样为你的所需来向神呼求。
Solomon prayed this wise prayer in Proverbs 30 verses 8 and 9.
所罗门在箴言30章8到9节做了一个有智慧的祷告。
Keep falsehood and lies far from me. Keep me neither in poverty nor riches, but give me only my daily bread.
求你使虚假和谎言远离我，使我也不贫穷也不富足，赐给我虚用的饮食。
Otherwise, I may have too much and disown you and say, Who is the Lord? Or I may become poor and steal and so dishonor the name of my God.
恐怕我饱足不认你说耶和华是谁呢又恐怕我贫穷就偷窃以致亵渎我神的名
And it seems to me that this was the problem at the time of the passing of the baton from Joshua's generation to the next
对我来说这是约书亚的世代在交接棒的时候所面临的问题
They now had their inheritance
他们现在有了他们的产业
They now possessed the land, and they no longer had to depend upon God for daily miracles.
他们现在拥有了土地，他们不再需要靠每天的神迹来依靠神。
And as a result, they became full and satisfied, and in all that they possessed, and they said, "Who is the Lord?"
其结果是他们在所拥有的一切上极其饱足，所反而会问耶和华是谁呢？
Consider this prayer of a humble father, written by General Douglas MacArthur for his only son, Austin.
想一想这个谦卑父亲的祷告，这是麦克阿瑟将军为他唯一的儿子 Austin 所做的祷告。
Build me a son, O Lord, who will be strong enough to know when he is weak and brave enough to face himself when he is afraid.
主啊，恳求你教导我的儿子，使他在软弱时能够坚强不屈，在惧怕时能够勇敢自持。
One who will be proud and unbending in honest defeat and humble and gentle in victory.
在诚实的失败中毫不气馁，在光明的胜利中仍能保持谦逊温和。
Build me a son whose wishbone will not be where his backbone should be.
恳求塑造我的儿子不至空有幻想而缺乏行动。
A son who will realize that to know God and to know himself is the foundation stone of knowledge.
引导他认识你，同时又知道认识自己乃是真知识的基石。
Lead him, I pray, not in the path of ease and comfort, but under the stress and spur of difficulties and challenges.
主啊，我祈求你不要使他走上安逸舒适之途，求你将他置于困难、艰难和挑战的磨练中。
Here, let him stand up to the storm. Here, let him learn compassion for those who fall.
求你引领他，使他学习在风暴中挺身站立，并学会连续那些在重压之下失败跌倒的人。
Build me a son whose heart will be clear, whose goal will be high.
主啊，求你塑造我的儿子，求你让他有一颗纯洁的心，并有远大的目标。
A son who will master himself before he seeks to master other men. One who will learn to laugh and yet never forget how to weep.
使他在能指挥别人之前先懂得驾驭自己，使他能够学会欢笑，但是永远不会忘记如何哭泣。
One who will reach into the future yet never forget the past.
当迈入未来之际，永不忘记过去的教训。
And after all these things are his, add enough of a sense of humor so that he may always be serious, yet never take himself too seriously.
主啊，在他有了这些美德之后，我还要祈求你赐给他充分的幽默感，以免他过于严肃，还苛求自己。
Give him humility so that he may always remember the simplicity of true greatness, the open mind of true wisdom, and the meekness of true strength.
求你赐给他谦卑的心，使他永远记得真正的伟大是单纯，真正的智慧是坦率，真正的力量是温和。
So parents, when we get to the point, when we're past the stage of barely making it financially, when we have the comforts of life, let's not get too comfortable.
所以诸位父母亲，我们已经度过了金钱拮据的日子，如今当我们拥有了舒适的生活，我们要提醒自己不要过得太舒服。
Instead, let's live by faith.
反而我们要靠信心生活。
And let our children walk with us in that life of faith.
并让我们的孩子们与我们一起来过信心的生活。
And then our kids will see in their own eyes the mighty works of God.
那么我们的孩子将会亲眼看见神大能的作为。
It's not enough for you to have seen those works.
你看到这些作为是不够的。
The next generation must see them too.
下一代必须亲眼看见。
Some of you have children who are away from the Lord.
你们当中有些人的孩子离开了神。
I want you to know that it's not too late.
我想要你们知道这并不太晚。
Many of our kids, youth, and young people are going through a hard time and will go through more hard times.
我们很多的儿童、青少年和青年人正在经历困苦，并且要经历更多的困苦。
Some will wander and roam for a season in the wilderness.
有些人会在旷野里徘徊游荡一个时期。
But I believe that if we continue to pray,
但是我相信只要我们坚持为他们祷告，
God will use that wilderness experience and bring them to a place where they realize that they need God.
神会使用旷野流浪的经历将他们带到一个地步，使他们明白他们需要神。
And just like the story of the prodigal son in Luke 15, I encourage you to read that passage yourself again.
就像路加福音十五章浪子回头的故事，我鼓励你们将这段经文好好的读一下。
Keep praying.
持续的祷告。
Never give up hope.
永远不要放弃希望。
Never give in.
永不妥协。
It's not too late to pass on the baton successfully to our next generation.
将接力棒成功的传给下一代并不晚。
In our church, we have many examples of followers of Christ through our generations in our Mandarin, Cantonese, and English congregations.
在我们教会里，我们的英文、粤语和国语堂中，我们有许许多多耶稣基督的跟随者，代代相传的见证。
Proverbs 23:24-25 says this, The father of a righteous child has great joy. A man who fathers a wise son rejoices in him.
箴言23:24-25说，义人的父亲必大得快乐，人生智慧的儿子必因他欢喜。
May your father and mother rejoice. May she who gave you birth be joyful.
你要使父母欢喜，使生你的快乐。
May God fill our families and our church community with this joy in the years to come.
愿神在今后的岁月中将喜乐充满我们的家庭和我们的教会。
As we all love and disciple our next generation of children, youth, and young people to love and to know God.
当我们关爱和门徒训练下一代的儿童、青年和学生的时候，使他们认识并爱神。
Let me at this time invite Laker Yu to come up with his family to share with us God's word and their testimony.
我要现在邀请尤胡祥执事和他的家人上台来和我们分享见证。
Thank you for listening.
谢谢大家。
Come on up, Laker.
Thank you, Pastor Ray, and thank you, Pastor Lin. Come on, family. Too far away. 今天呢，我们一家人呢，可以一起站在这里头，来到神的面前，都是神的恩典。我们感谢主，神赐给我们三个可爱的孩子，更感谢神呢，他们三个呢都从小在教会里面长大，也特别是在我们教会的这个YLD 儿童青少年事工里面得到牧养。他们三个呢都是从小出生了几个月以后可以出门了以后呢，我们就把他们带回到教会里面，他们从 nursery 婴儿房toddler JK SK grade 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6现在我们的两个大老大呢和老二呢已经是这个 youth 青少年事工这边来敬拜神。他们有机会从小就认识神，认识我们的主耶稣基督，也有机会来研读了解圣经。我们 YLD 呢有一个非常这个重要的概念哈，就是家庭和这个教会来合作关系。因为 YLD 呢只在星期天，那么我们家里面呢有更多的时间和孩子们在一起。所以呢我们一家人呢尝试着一周分别一段时间来进行家庭敬拜。作为一个父亲呢，这是我最高兴的时候因为一家人呢，太太、孩子们可以围坐在一起我们一起唱诗，我们一起读经，我们一起分享，一起来彼此的祷告，这也是神所喜悦的。但是我们真的是觉得是亏欠真的是也是我们的软弱我们没有能够一直坚持下来由于各样的原因呢各种的这个忙于各样的事物呢，我们已经有很长一段时间都没有家庭敬拜了当 Pastor Ray 呢邀请我们一家人说来在主日来分享也感谢神也借着这个机会呢，我们有机会来 review 一下我们家的状况但是越反思呢越看到我们真的也没什么好的见证有的真的都是很多的亏欠我们知道呢这个信仰是要传承的小孩子会在我们每做的一件小事上来看我们但是我们会经常的提高我们的嗓门有时候会向孩子来大喊大叫有时候呢也失去耐心发怒气我们也知道要尊重孩子但却呢只对他们有多的指责少的宽容和饶恕那么我们也知道孩子们呢需要和我们在一起也需要我们给他们的鼓励但是有时候我们太多的给他们要他们做这个做那一个少的了解他们内心的需要但是神呢他不离不弃的爱呢一直围绕着我们神也应许我们心里面作难但不致失望我们也一直也没有对神失去盼望 我们也请大家一起为我们一家来祷告，我们也在祷告里中彼此互相纪念，我们靠着主来得胜，来个站立，来行在主的旨意里面。那我接着下来请我的太太呢，也说两句哈。
大家好，真的是做父母，我是觉得很亏欠神。我们家其实大部分时候的光景真的就是两个大罪人带着三个小罪人。真的是，但是也是很感恩，就是这么多年以来我们就是都坚持，就是每个主日我们把三个孩子带到教会。我们在教会有这么好的教会，我们可以敬拜主，然后三个孩子也可以来到神的面前来认识神。虽然我不知道就是说他们三个人将来就是长大成人以后，他们还会不会每个主日回到教会，这个我不知道。我也不知道。将来他们是不是真的可以跟神建立关系。但是就是在圣经里头，马可福音和路加福音都有讲到，有一个管会堂的，他来求主医治他的女儿。这时候有一个人跑来跟他说，你的女儿已经死了，不要劳动夫子。然后耶稣听到他的话就说，不要怕，只要信，你的女儿就必得救。所以神真的是给我们有应许。我就相信我们虽然做得不好，但是我们把三个孩子带到神的面前，神一定会祝福他们。最近我们在以西结团契，我们有学习这个 parenting 的一个课程。这课程第一课的时候就是跟我们说，要给孩子一个属灵的要给孩子一个属灵的文化，就是让我们这个神给我们的这家庭成为一个神学的团体。这个哇，这个要求其实真的是很，对于我们来说真的很高，因为我们从小是在无神论的环境中长大的。虽然我们信主了，但是真的我们能够从属灵的方面，我们能够给神给予孩子的真的是不多。所以呢，我觉得我们最简单能做到的就是把神把三个孩子能够带到教会，带到让他们去认识神。因为我在他们身上其实也看到了，因为在我自己有时候我无暇去做祷告的时候，我看见他们睡觉的，就是在睡觉前他们会在床上他们自己默默的祷告。我相信这已经是神亲自在他们身上动工。所以我们就是除了感恩还是感恩。我自己呢也是就是因着感恩，我在儿童部有侍奉，就是下午2点钟的儿童敬拜和4点钟的儿童的团契。我们现在2点钟那个儿童敬拜那个部分，其实我们真的是非常的缺人。我在这儿也是为 YLD 我做一个宣传，就是其实 YLD 跟我们他们的儿童的崇拜跟我们上面大人的崇拜是一样的，也是有唱诗，有祷告，有圣经的教导。但是就唯一有一个区别，就是很大的不同，就是我们在儿童部的崇拜，我们不论是从成年人的volunteer 也好，还是小朋友也好，我们在下面没有一个打瞌睡的。我们然后其实我自己在上面崇拜有时候我是会打瞌睡的。所以给大家介绍一个不打瞌睡，又能崇拜又不打瞌睡的方法，就是去报名参加 YLD 的侍奉。 这样我们就又跟小朋友一起，我们敬拜赞美主，我们又同时我们又侍奉又参加了教会的侍奉，真的是这也是神所喜悦的，这真的是一举两得，好的无比。就希望大家结束以后，外面也有那个 YLD 的摊位，大家就去报名。下面我就请我们家那个 Austin 代表 Next Generation 讲两句。
Thank you. I'd like to thank my parents, my mom, my dad, because they bring me to church every Sunday to learn about God. When I was still little, I didn't really know what it means to serve. I just went to church and went to Sunday school, learned about God, and then went back home. But as I grew up, I learned more about what it means to serve, and God has given me more opportunities to do so as I grew up. And I'm very thankful for that. Thank you for the opportunity to speak to you all. 谢谢大家。